Earth and Sky.
For some years, scientists have been testing robots they say could take exploration of the moon and planets to a new level. Dante is a prototype robot tested in the 1990s in Antarctica.
We spent about a week hauling the robot up to the rim of Mount Erebus.
That's David Wettergreen of the Robotics Institute at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh. He said Dante was designed to descend into Mount Erebus, an active volcano in Antarctica.
No one had ever been to the bottom of the crater, and we got Dante set up on the rim and began the descent into the crater. And in that first expedition for the robot, we broke the fiber optic connection in the tether and had to drag the robot back out.
Wettergreen and his team went on to develop successful prototypes, including a solar-powered robot called Hyperion in 2001, designed for places with extended sunlight, like the poles of Earth or Mars or the Moon.
It reasons about where shadows will be, and it plans its path either to avoid shadows, or it can move itself into a position where it's able to collect a lot of energy from the sun, charge up its batteries, and then dart through the shadowed region where it doesn't get any input, and then get out to the far side where it can start charging again.
Our thanks today to NASA in celebration of the International Polar Year. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.